Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 1, we taught that our fellowship with God will lead to fullness of joy. Hey, you'll want to listen today.
Plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Ask him to reveal the knowledge of his person to you. And as you read his word and meditate on it, you'll find that he will. But that's a growing thing. The Apostle Paul, we're told, prayed for this for the members of the local churches at Ephesus. In Ephesians 1:17, he says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. That's the prayer, that we would grow in wisdom and revelation of the knowledge of his person of God. You'll never learn all there is to know about God, and you'll even know him more and learn more of him in eternity. This Bible's an eternal book. He's the eternal God, and he gives you eternal life. Now, I spend a lot of time here on fellowship because I want you to understand what God means by it. He wants you to have fellowship with him. That's why I said this study of 1 John is going to be different than the last one, because it's more devotional. It's personal. It looks inward and our relationship with God. And it shows one reason for it is that fellowship will lead to our fullness of joy. That's what verse 4 tells us. And these things write went to you that your joy might be full. Joy speaks not of a laugh a minute and no problems. Paul and Silas are beaten badly. Their backs are bleeding badly. They're placed in stocks, and that hurts. They're in a dirty prison. Are they depressed? Downhearted? Oh, no. They're not singing, "Nobody knows the troubles I've had." Oh, no. They're singing praises and glory to God. And they're preaching his gospel even in those conditions. And they seem so quite happy. In Acts 5, the disciples rejoiced when they were beaten because they were honored that men of high degree counted them worthy of stripes for Christ's sake. They said, "Man, who are we? We don't make any kind of an impact." What made those men mad enough, it impacted them. I remember a professor I had in college. His name was Dr. Yoho, Dr. Walter Yoho. I was told he had an IQ of over 160. Personally, I believe that it was above that. And also, personally, I've never had the problem of a high IQ. But it seemed like, sitting in his classes, we wrote 4 pages of notes in class for every 1 page in any other class. Someone made the joke, a student dropped his pencil, leaned over to pick it up, and he was 3 days behind. And the hardest teacher I had was Dr. Yoho. Yet, the greatest joy was learning the Bible from him and studying his notes, and it just opened so many things up for me. There was joy in my heart, even though it was in the middle of the night and I was reviewing for a test. Sometimes I was afraid I was going to start shouting when my wife and children were in the other room asleep. And yet at the time of all that hard work and all that, I'm thinking, oh boy. Now look, coming home to my wife and children, even though there may be problems of a report card, she got the super job at the beauty shop or whatever, and it cost a fortune. You wouldn't trade that for what you have. Yes, there are times of trouble, but we derive joy from having a family, even though families have problems. God's joy will always have peace, although if you live godly in Christ Jesus, you'll suffer persecution. There'll be joy and there'll be peace. In the midst of great trial, the fiery furnace, the three Hebrew children had joy. The lion's den, Daniel could bring praise to God. It wasn't a laugh a minute, but it did have peace, which is a joy in and of itself, when it's given by God, and you know that you're in actual fellowship with God. My friend, God wants you to have a heart that's filled with joy. But to do so, it must be in fellowship with Him. A life with purpose and joy. When I say purpose, I mean something that you will not abandon for the threats of this world or for the increase this world can give. You won't even abandon it for family. But you won't have that peace and you won't have that joy if you don't have a prayer and Bible life. If you don't have a life of separation from sin and worldliness, which is a great grief to the heart of God, if you're not a witness, remove all the facades. As a Christian, the question to ask yourself is, am I in true fellowship with God? Do you know true joy regardless of the circumstances? I have said it, and let me say it again. If somebody thinks that my preaching, that although it may be right, is just defending myself, I praise God for that, because it says they see me as being in line with the Word of God. But that brings me to a question. Can people look at your life and just say, boy, that lines right up with the Word of God? Not saying, are you doing spiritual things in the church? Are you being religious? Does your life show that you're faithful to church? No, I'm asking about that personal relationship that knows the person of God so well that the mind of Christ is in you and is Christ-like. You see, you can be saved and not a Christian. Acts chapter 11 says that they were first called Christians at Antioch. They had met there for about a year. I don't think you meet daily for a year and you're not saved. They were growing, but they became so like Christ, the world started calling them Christians as a mockery, but a badge of honor for those people. You can be saved, but not Christ-like, not Christian. But if you're not Christ-like, your knowledge may be great of doctrine. Your knowledge may be great of church things, but your personal relationship with Him and the knowledge of His person may not even be at toddler stage. How well do you know God? How well do you know His person? Is your heart grieved when you sin? Do you find that there's more guilt when you get away from God than there is joy? My friend, are you in fellowship with God? I want to end this part right here, starting here in the first part of 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. Calling you to fellowship with God, to seek that fellowship, that partnership, that oneness with Him. And perhaps you will join the psalmist and say, "Search me, O God, and know my heart, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Will you sincerely and truly make that your heart prayer right now? I'm going to pray, and Christian, this may be a prayer that you can pray. But I hope that you will join me, that you'll listen closely, and your heart will join in agreement. Precious Heavenly Father, I pray now that you would help us to be willing to forsake the things that appeal to our flesh, the things that take us away from you, whether it's the spirit of anger, spirit of hurt, or on the other hand, the partying spirit, the worldly spirit, whatever it is. May our number one desire become to know your person. Help us to have scheduled time in your word every day. Help us to start the day with you. Help us to end the day with you. Help us to learn to walk with God. And right now, Lord, right now, I pray that as people are listening, they will pray this prayer. Lord, right now, I want to walk with you and start a life as a Christian that grows in the intimate knowledge of God through His Word, meditating in His Word, obeying His Word, and in prayer. And I would ask this in Jesus' name, the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. My friend, now if you just pray and you ask the Lord to help you to grow in the fellowship and in the knowledge of God, that you may know what His eternal joy is as a Christian. Would you write us and let us know? I'm not asking you to send me money. I'm asking you to write us and let us know whether you email us or write us a letter. We want to hear from you. We want to know that this starting of this series was a blessing to you, and I hope that it was. Let us hear from you, and let us hear from you soon. I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen because that's how the lamp and light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
I will plant my feet on its ground.